Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
When I was a kid, I masturbated with objects and I watched my brother's porn. I lost my virginity at 14 and I've had a number of partners since. Now, masturbation is difficult for me and sex is mainly only a stress reliever. Have I become too desensitized to sex because of my early experiences?
It is common for young children, both boys and girls, to touch or stimulate their genitals. Some surveys of parents, teachers, and caregivers suggest that the majority of young children touch their own genitals and may also play age-appropriate games with other children, such as playing doctor, I'll show you mine if you show me yours, or mommy and daddy, or mommy and mommy, or daddy and daddy, as the case may be. It is also not uncommon for children to discover an older sibling or parent's sexual materials, such as porn found on a computer, in magazines, or among videos. In this sense, what you describe is not that unusual compared to other women and men your age who recall having these experiences as children. I would encourage you to consider why you feel or worry that you may have become desensitized to sex because of your early experiences with masturbation and watching porn. Do you worry that these were bad things that you shouldn't have done, or that they were uncommon or harmful in some way? You may be surprised at the number of women and men who remember doing sexual things alone or with friends around their same age when they were younger. Many people, as they grow up, find that they would like to learn how to create pleasurable sexual experiences. If you have mostly had casual partners, or if you have mostly been exposed to porn that tends to show aggressive sex, or sex between people who don't know each other well or care for each other, you may have had few experiences to consider how to have sex that centers around mutual liking, love, or pleasure. You might consider watching some sexual videos or DVDs about sex that highlight real couples having sex. The Sinclair Institute offers such videos at www.bettersex.com. You might also find it helpful to read a book such as For Each Other, Sharing Sexual Intimacy, as it provides a number of exercises that couples can try together that can help people to learn about each other's bodies, wants, needs, experiences of pleasure, and fantasies. It may be helpful, too, to talk with your boyfriend about your sex life and to let him know that creating a mutually pleasurable sex life is important to you and that you'd like to explore ways of doing this together. You can learn more about these books and videos on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/Kinsey Confidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
When I was 16 years old, I took pills that were supposed to make my penis get bigger. Now I'm 20 and my penis hasn't grown since I was about 17. Do you think that taking the pills caused me damage in some way?
I don't know what kind of pills you were taking or what was in them, so I have no way of knowing what type of effect, if any, they may or may not have had on your body or your health. But as far as I've read, there are still no pills that have been scientifically shown to increase the size of a man's penis. Some men might think that it can't hurt to take penis enlargement pills. But because we don't necessarily know what's in many of these pills, and because most of them have not been scientifically tested for risks or benefits, it's a good idea to always check in with one's healthcare provider before ordering or taking any sort of pill, whether they are for penis enlargement or other issues. That said, your penis probably stopped growing for natural reasons. In fact, research suggests that many young men find that their penis stops growing at around age 17, or a little before or a little after, depending on one's own particular body. Age 17, however, is fairly common for the penis to stop growing. Many cultures are perhaps overly obsessed with the size of a man's penis, which puts a lot of pressure on men to feel like they measure up to other men, or even to their own potential. Some men have heard that having a large penis is necessary in order to please or satisfy a sexual partner, but in fact, sexual satisfaction is more often related to sexual communication, sexual skills and technique, one's expectations for sex, and the romantic or sexual relationship between two people. Other men have heard that having a large penis makes a man more masculine, but penis size doesn't make a man more or less of a man. Neither, by the way, does the size of one's elbows, arms, hands, or nose. These are all just body parts, and they are what they are. The book, A Mind of Its Own, A Cultural History of the Penis by David Friedman, details how various societies at different points in history have viewed the penis, and how some have prized smaller sizes and others have prized larger sizes, and for different reasons. You may find this book or others listed on our website to be of interest.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.